Good evening, everyone. I think we can still call it the good evening. It's nice to be able to come out and it's dry. Been a most remarkable year for us in the open air. Sabbath after Sabbath, we've been able to come out and share the gospel with you. Tonight, the minister in charge of our Bacon congregation, Reverend Larry Power, has been preaching. Preached this morning as well, and he's going to speak in the open air here with us this evening, sharing a gospel message. But before we start, we're going to have a word of prayer. Then, as usual, we'll sing a couple of verses of an old gospel hymn. But we'll bow in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank Thee that once more, by Thy mercy, we are here to share with our neighbors and friends the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you'll help the preacher tonight to make it plain. Oh, how plain is the Bible? How plain is this matter? Men have made it complicated. Men have added their frills and fancies to it until, Lord, the people know not what this whole religious matter is about. But Lord Jesus, we record that it's written in the Bible, the common people heard Thee gladly. For You didn't speak as did the priests and the Levites and the scribes and the Pharisees, but You spoke plainly of the things of God. Lord, bless Your word tonight to every home here and all who are within the sound of our voice. For Thy glory's sake we ask it. Amen. Amen. Now the hymn we're going to sing, three verses of it, is a very well-known hymn, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. Let me hide myself in Thee. Let the water and the blood from Thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. I'm sure you know it. And I hope that you'll follow the words as we just sing this little witness in the gospel. That we sang, there is a highlighting of a gospel truth that many, many people find offensive. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill Thy law's demand. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone. How contrary to much that men and women embrace as their religion are those simple words. Yet that's the gospel, my friend. It's not what I do that saves my soul. It's what Jesus did on Calvary's cross. Oh, that you might embrace this truth tonight. Give up all hope in self and every activity, religious activity you engage in, and rely on Christ. Now, the Reverend Power's going to come and bring the gospel to us in a few minutes. The Lord bless you.
We're delighted once again to be here on this Sunday evening in this open-air gospel service. And it's always a privilege to preach the gospel and to bring the word of God to every soul. I want to read a verse first of all from Matthew's gospel and the chapter 11 and the verse 28. I'm sure you've read the verse many times. Perhaps you have heard sermons on this verse. It's the great invitation given by the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now I'm sure you have received, down through the years, many, many invitations. Invitations to weddings. And perhaps to some other very important occasions also. Perhaps as we speak tonight in the open air, it may very well be that there's an invitation sitting on your table to some event. But men and women, here is the greatest and the most precious invitation that you will ever receive. And it comes from the Savior himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, given to us in his word. What is that invitation? It is an invitation for to come to him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now this is a very broad and a very gracious invitation. It is given to all who will hear. And ladies and gentlemen, that includes you tonight here in Kilskerry. This invitation goes out to you. And the Lord would want you to hear this invitation. And he would want you to embrace it. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, it is so wide, there's not excluded whatever. Perhaps there's somebody thinking tonight, within the sound of this open air meeting, you're thinking to yourself, well, I may be too far gone. I'm a hopeless case. I have heard the gospel before, many, many times. But I have rejected it. Or you feel, well, I feel myself to be so vile and so sinful, there is no hope for me. But dear friend, you could not be further mistaken or further from the truth. This is such a wide, vast invitation of the gospel given by our Savior himself. He says, come unto me, all ye. None are excluded, no matter who you are tonight. Yes, you may feel yourself hopeless and weak and sinful, and you may be thinking within yourself, there's just no hope for me at all. But let me repeat and say again, that is not so. You could not be further away from the truth of the Word of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, this is the greatest invitation that you can ever receive. Because this invitation is an invitation to salvation, to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for time and for eternity. Now we're all aware tonight, we all know very well that we have not long to stay or to live in this world. Some perhaps reach the 70. Others are taken away far sooner, and others live to be much older. But nevertheless, our days are very brief, and they are just like, as the hymn writer reminds us, just like the fading of a leaf. We have not long to stay. And I wonder, have you contemplated, have you thought about where you're going to be in eternity? There we have the greatest invitation ever, but surely the greatest question that you can ever ponder or turn over in your mind and in your soul is this: where will I be in God's eternity? It is very important that you're ready. That you're ready for to meet God, the judge of all the earth. And that you're ready, that you know that your sins are forgiven. And that your trust and faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you respond to this invitation tonight? Will you respond in simple faith by putting your trust in Him? Is there somebody tonight, and perhaps, yes, you feel the burden. You feel the burden of your own sin. Your sin lays heavy upon your conscience, and upon your mind, and upon your very soul. You feel that bankruptcy. You feel that emptiness. And without hope. You're without hope, as the scripture says, and without God in the world. Well, this invitation is for you. The Lord Jesus Christ gives this gracious invitation. For He so loved the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is just for you. It is for the sinner. It's for the one who feels, who is convicted, who feels that the burden, the weight of their sins, that anxiety. And most of all, of course, you're thinking, somebody thinking tonight, surely, you're thinking about death. You're thinking about your latter days. You're thinking about the future, and you're thinking about eternity. But are you ready for it? Thank God you may be ready. And you can know that you're ready. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And I'm not just speaking tonight, of course, about just kind of a belief in the head, some kind of a mental assent. No, this is something that has to do with the soul. This has to do with the heart. Above all, it means trusting. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. The Reverend Foster quoted that hymn just a few moments ago, and of course we sung it. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. It's nothing that we can do. We cannot by our works, by our so-called goodness, by our labors, by our religion, our good intentions or anything else, we cannot save ourselves. Dear friend, you must look away from yourself completely. You must look to another, and that one is the Lord Jesus Christ. You must look to the Savior, and praise God, you must look to His blood. The cleansing of His blood, that healing virtue that comes from Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is able to save you. And this invitation comes very clearly to you tonight personally. Perhaps, as we sung tonight and as we mentioned, and there's many people that fit into this category tonight, you're trying to save yourself. You're trying to save yourself. You're hoping perhaps that at the end that the balance will... It'll just fall in the right way. Your good deeds, your good works, your religion, your respectability, and all that I can do is just going to tip the balance in my favour. But you know what the scripture says? It says that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. What a blow to our pride. Yeah. What a blow to the pride of man. The very best that we could ever do, the very best works we could ever perform, are all just as filthy rags in the sight of God. What do we do with filthy rags? Well, we bury them or we burn them. They're of no value whatever. They're of no use to anyone. And so it is with our best works and our best deeds. Just like a pile of filthy rags. We cannot save ourselves. We have no goodness within ourselves. And the scripture again tells us, the Apostle Paul reminds us there in Romans chapter 3, he says, there is none good. There is none that seeketh after God. There is none righteous. No, not one. And so the gospel comes to us. God in His mercy. And of course it is referred to in the scripture time and time again as the gospel of God. It's God's gospel. And the Lord has given us this gospel, this good news concerning His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that He came into the world to save sinners. Not for to make us a little bit better, or to make us some way religious. No, He came for to save, and for to give life everlasting, and life eternal. That's why He came. And dear soul, tonight this invitation is for you. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now that's the promise of God. And the word of God tells us that there is life for a look. Look unto Me, Jesus said, and be ye saved. And we sing the hymn very often. There is life for a look at the crucified one. And there's life at this moment for thee. And if there is somebody tonight, irrespective of who you are, or whatever your past might be, if there is somebody tonight within the sound of our open air meeting, listen, here is God's word. That the moment you believe, The moment you trust, the moment you look to Christ and to Him alone, and to none else, you will be saved. God has promised in His Word. You'll pass from death unto life, and from darkness unto life. Praise God, the Lord is able in an instant to save, and in an instant He can save you and make you a new creature. Oh, think about this invitation. Think about the graciousness of God and our Savior. And think upon eternity. Think upon your latter end. The gospel is good news. That's what it is. It's glad tidings to all around. But oh, men and women, as we wind up our open air meeting tonight, remember what the Word of God tells us with regard to our own state and the state of our own hearts. That we're born in sin, we're shapen in iniquity. We're born strangers to God and to grace. That there is that depravity in us, that wickedness, that separation from God. Remember tonight, I want to ask you the question again. Where will you be in eternity? Where will you stand before God? Will you hear those gracious words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord"? Or will it be these terrible words that we read of in Scripture? Depart from me, ye cursed that work iniquity. How awful that will be. Now, dear soul, tonight there's only one remedy for your sin. There's only one remedy for all sin, and that is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. That blood of atonement. Oh, come under the shelter of the blood. Come under its cleansing power tonight, and its virtue, and be saved, and be ready for to meet God. How important that is. I trust God will bless Amen. These few stumbling words spoke tonight. Remember the word of Scripture. Matthew chapter 11 and the verse 28. Remember the words from our Savior's gracious lip. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's the rest of heaven, but thank God there's a rest that a soul can experience in this life as well. The rest of knowing that our sins are forgiven. Having peace with God. A peaceful and restful conscience. Knowing that I'm saved and justified by the grace of God. Trust Him tonight. Don't put it off. Call upon the name of the Lord. Yes. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Remember our services in Kilskerry on the Lord's Day as well. We'd love to see you there, and you'd be very welcome at 11:30. And again, our gospel service every Sunday night at 7:00. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Reverend Power. That wonderful text, so often quoted throughout the ages, from the words, the very lips of the Lord Jesus Himself. The very first word is come. You have got to come. You've got to leave the place where you are, and you've got to come to Christ. God give you understanding, and give you the grace that's needed to come to the Savior tonight. Look up that verse. I like to say to folk, look it up and make sure that what has been said here is indeed in the Bible. There'd be less trouble in the world if people checked the words of religious leaders and made sure that what they are saying is in the Bible. Matthew 11, the verse 28. God bless you. We're closing with a word of prayer. Lord, please write your word on hearts tonight. Bless Kilskerry. Lord, that's our prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you for listening. Good night and God bless you.